Glory to Jesus Christ. It's not easy Sunday, this Sunday, because there are so many requests which come from God's Word, which comes from a liturgical year, and they are not easy. The first request comes to us is to put our life together and to learn how to love God with all our heart, mind, strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. This is a request given by God, or reminder given by God through His Word today for us. It's not easy. It's difficult to do this. The second request is, because on Tuesday we are starting Nativity Fast or Philip Fast for 40 days to get ready for Christmas. And we know the church doesn't say about lights, gifts, shopping, cooking. Church reminds us that we should prepare our heart for Christmas. May we are able to understand this mystery and this huge love which was shown to us through incarnation of our Lord. We can fake both things. What we can do, we can try to pretend that we love God. We can pretend that we love neighbor. We can pretend that Christmas is the best season for us and we are filled with Christmas spirit. But somehow we feel inside that if we pretend, maybe we can give good impression on the others, but we feel empty inside. And we know that it is not real. And we know that we are not, our heart is not satisfied. We know that it is not something what we should have in our life. And then we are disappointed with ourselves, and it doesn't lead to any progress in our life. So if church gives us these requests today, which are not easy, church encourages us, you know, do it. Do it for real. You know, try it, make effort. And this is what we are supposed to be real Christians, real people who really try to follow this God's calling to holiness and for eternal life. This is way which leads to life, real life here on earth, and leads to eternal life, as we heard in the gospel. But why we are not able to really proceed to make this effort to make growth? And you know, I tell you one thing, which it gives probably this good example. When I was in seminary, my friend, another seminary, and I, we were invited by very known artist, iconographer, known man in Slovakia, to come to visit him. So we went there, and on our way, we were hungry, and we said, well, let's go to eat something. So we went to not hamburger, but something like fast food station, you know, and we ate. And we ate over to be ready because we knew him. We know that he loves to talk too much, and we knew that it would be a long time there. So we wanted to get ready. So we came, and he said, well, we are not staying here. I want to take you to Vernissage, opening on one exhibit. We are going there, and you will see, you will not regret, it will be great. So we went with him He took us on his ticket to this opening of exhibition of new artist work, paintings and sculptures. And well, it was nice, but the best part came. There was a reception there. Mountains of food, great food, you know. Like, when you see that, you say, oh, this is great, I want to eat that. But we were so full that we couldn't eat. He was like, take, it's free, take, you know, and everything was great. We were not able to eat because we ate junk food before. And we were thinking, he was supposed to tell us. He was supposed to tell us that we have food here. He didn't tell us. Many times God don't tell us, you know, you will be filled. He says this in many ways, but when he invites us to come closer to him, he provides things, the best things we can imagine. And many times we just fill our hearts, our mind with junk food, or junk thoughts, junk things, not important things. We are full of this, and then, yes, we come to Christ and he offers us something for what would give us bigger pleasure, bigger understanding, bigger something. We are not able to accept this because we are full of many things. And this is true. This is true. That was last Friday, because you know, I came to church to pray. I was reading Psalms. And I caught myself that I'm thinking about what kind of color we should put a basement on concrete, you know, to paint it, you know, and where would be the best price for this paint. I closed the book, I said, well, I cannot pray. I am full of other things. And I cannot pray. I was not able to pray. And I was so disappointed with myself. I said, how could you allow yourself to be filled so much that you don't have room for God in your heart? I had to make some kind of repentance. I know that I have to, again, to go back to normal, somehow, position in front of God. Because I didn't pay attention. I allowed my mind to be filled with junk. Important things, but I allowed to be filled fully with that. And this is why church invites us, like this Philip fast. You know, if you will be full of earthly things, not important, well, relatively not important things, fully, if your heart and mind will be fully filled with that, there will be no room for Christ. There will be no room for understanding of this huge mystery. There will be no room. And church calls us, empty yourself. Empty yourself, may you are able to receive something what is more precious than things you own now. And what church offers? Things which work. Church calls us to pray more during the Philly's fast. Find time for prayer. In the bulletin there is all these very nice advices. Church says, be hungry. It's not enough to refuse to eat meat. Be hungry. This is fasting. Be hungry. And may this hunger reminds you that your hunger should be filled with God. That this hunger reminds you that you need God. This hunger should remind us that there is something important we are looking for. And be practical in love. Give alms. Give alms, not change in your pocket, but give, may it hurt you. May you feel that you gave something as an arm. Give, even it means that you will not afford something for yourself. Those are things which help us to keep our heart empty for God. Those are tools which makes our spiritual life open for God's grace, for understanding, for Holy Spirit. Those are tools which don't cause that we become saint. Those are just tools which prepare our mind and body, whole our being, for understanding God more, for receiving His grace, for receiving His advices, for more understanding. And it is not easy. It is not easy. But true is that Christian is called to be martyr. Christian should be hero. If we want to live average life, so it is we are not Christians. Because we are called to be perfect. We are called to do really great things. We are called to fight with ourselves. May God get room in our hearts, and may He can shine through us. Yes, it's not easy. But let's try our best. Maybe we will be not perfect during this season. Maybe our love towards God will be not perfect during this Philip fast. Maybe we will not pray as hard as we can. Maybe we will not fast so strictly as we should. Maybe we will not give so many alms as we can. But if we make just one step more, if we say one prayer more, if we are hunger 5 minutes longer than usual, and if we give a little bit more than usual, we are creating space in our heart, which will be filled with God and with His gifts for us. It's worth it to try that. And I would like to encourage this. I still remember this reception there, these mountains of this great food. We even couldn't taste sample of each because we were so full. I regret it so far. Don't let this season go that way that we would regret that we didn't use it. Amen.